Alice studied the board, perplexed. "Good morning, Jess. A coffee and a cinnamon scone, please," said John. "I'll have the same," said Alice. "You don't like coffee," said John. "Yes, I do." "No, you don't. She'll have a tea with lemon." "I want a coffee and a scone." Jess looked to John to see if there would be a return, but the volley was dead. "Okay, two coffees and two scones," said Jess. Outside, Alice took a sip. It tasted acrid and unpleasant and poorly reflected its delicious smell. "So how's your coffee?" asked John. "Wonderful." As they walked to campus, Alice drank the coffee she hated to spite him. She couldn't wait to be alone in her office, where she could throw away what was left of the wretched beverage. Plus, she desperately wanted to empty the gravel out of her boot. Boots off and coffee in the trash, she tackled her inbox first. She opened an email from Anna. "Hi, Mom. We'd love to go to dinner, but this week is kind of tough with Charlie's trial. How about next week? What days are good for you and Dad? We're free any night but Thursday and Friday. Anna." She stared down the tauntingly ready, blinking cursor on her computer screen and tried to imagine the words she wanted to use in her reply. The conversion of her thoughts to voice, pen, or computer keys often required conscious effort and calm coaxing. And she held little confidence in the spelling of words she'd long ago been rewarded for her mastery of with gold stars and teacher's praise. The phone rang. "Hi, Mom." "Oh, good. I was just about to return your email." "I didn't send you an email." Unsure of herself, Alice reread the message on her screen. "I just read it. Charlie has a trial this week. Mom, this is Lydia." "Oh, what are you doing up so early?" "I'm always up now. I wanted to call you and Dad last night, but it was too late your time. I just got an incredible part in a play called The Memory of Water. It's with this phenomenal director, and it's going up for 6 shows in May. I think it's going to be really good, and with this director, it should get a lot of attention. I was hoping maybe you and Dad could come out to see me in it." Cued by the hanging rise in her inflection and the silence that followed, Alice knew it was her turn to speak, but was still catching up to all that Lydia had just said. Without the aid of the visual cues of the person she talked to, conversations on the phone often baffled her. Words sometimes ran together, abrupt changes in topic were difficult for her to anticipate and follow, and her comprehension suffered. Although writing presented its own set of problems, she could keep them hidden from discovery because she wasn't restricted to real-time responding. "If you don't want to do it, you can just say it," said Lydia. "No, I do, but..." "Or you're too busy, whatever. I knew I should have called Dad." "Lydia..." "Never mind, I gotta go." She hung up. Alice had been about to say that she needed to check with John, that if he could break away from the lab, she'd love to come. If he couldn't go, however, she wouldn't fly across the country without him, and she'd have to make up some excuse. Fearful of getting lost or confused far from home, she'd been avoiding travel. She had declined an offer to speak at Duke University next month and thrown out the registration material for a language conference she'd attended every year since she was a graduate student. She wanted to see Lydia's play, but this time her attendance would be at the mercy of John's availability. She held the phone, thinking about trying to call Lydia back. She hung up, thinking better of it. She closed her unwritten reply to Anna and opened a new email to send to Lydia. She stared at the blinking cursor, her fingers frozen on the keyboard. The battery in her brain was running low today. "Come on," she urged, wishing she could attach a couple of jumper cables to her head and give herself a good strong zap. She didn't have time for Alzheimer's today. She had emails to return, a grant proposal to write, a class to teach, and a seminar to attend. And at the end of the day, a run. Maybe a run would give her some clarity.